Hi and welcome to the About Her show. I am Sangeeta Relan, an educationist, a writer and a lifelong learner. I also run an e-magazine for women. This podcast is about trailblazing women and their journeys. Women who have broken many a barrier, many a stereotype to realize their potential. If they can do it, so can you. In today's episode, we have Raka Kashu, a successful corporate executive whose insights on self-worth and financial independence are both inspiring and thought-provoking. Join us as we explore Raka's perspectives on the critical importance of women recognizing their own worth, learning from one another, and finding energy in both their familial and professional spheres. Get ready to be inspired to embrace your worth and support fellow women on their journeys towards empowerment. Hi, Raka, and welcome to the About Her show. This show is about women achievers who we call women trailblazers. We want them to share the story of their lives with us, to tell us about their successes, failures, ups and downs, everything about them. And the idea is not only to give these women a platform to talk about their work, their journey, but also inspire the listeners, you know, women who are listening in, to get motivated and get out of whatever is holding them back from realizing their dreams. And eventually, we want to build a community of women who are there to support, empower, mentor, and be there for each other. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sangeeta, for having me over. Believe me, I've followed you for years together, and it indeed is an honor to be on this platform talking to you about this. So thank you so much for inviting me.
More than welcome. Thank you for being here. So just an icebreaker, just tell us a little bit about your early life, your childhood, and any experience in particular you think left an imprint on you and maybe has guided you, you know, in following whatever life path you're following, whatever you're doing today.
So I am a Kashmiri, born and brought up in Kashmir. I did my early years, the best years of my life, spent over there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had amazing days over there. So unfortunately, we had to migrate from Kashmir in 1990. And I think that that entire shift from Kashmir to Delhi has left a very, very big mark on me. I think more than anything else, the love for family, the togetherness that we have to be together stood out. And the fact that we have to work hard stood out. Mm-hmm. The fact that there is no tomorrow, there is only today stood out.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not going to be easy stood out for me. So that entire phase of 89, 90, 91, when I was only 10, 11 years old, mm-hmm. actually made me, you know, realize a value of things, which otherwise a lot of people learn by 30, 35. No, it came much early to me. And I'm fortunate for that. So the virtue of humility, Sangeeta.
Yeah.
We forget that. The virtue of humility. That actually can make you stay grounded no matter what you do in life, no matter what you achieve in life. That virtue of humility came because of my early years. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yes, these early experiences, I don't think, you know, at that point you realize what an impression they can leave on you.
Absolutely. Yeah? Sangeeta, you're at such an impressionable age at that time.
Yeah.
You're just moving with the flow. But it's getting recorded somewhere in your head. Okay, this is right, this is wrong, this is not supposed to be done. Value for money, respect for elders, respect for hard work, perseverance. You see your parents, you see how much they're struggling to keep everything together. Those things, you register somewhere.
And slowly, I think as you live your life, as you grow up, all those things, they kind of tumble out and you kind of, you know, connect, reconnect, and you understand what an impact they've made on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So when you were growing up, did you have any dreams, any aspirations? Was there something or some profession that you kind of thought you would take up? Anybody who inspired you? You know, like young people, young kids, they look up to somebody, you know, maybe a movie star. Like I wanted to be an air hostess. Of course, nowhere close, but still. So did you have any dreams?
Sangeeta, honestly, I've always looked at my mother. She picked up the unconventional field. I'm talking about a woman who entered the world of professionalism at maybe 46 years back.
Wow.
She wasn't married then. She picked up a very unconventional field. She got into theater in Kashmir. She got into broadcasting in Kashmir. A career which at that time wasn't acceptable for women. Okay, वो टीवी में आ रही है, वो दूरदर्शन पे आती है, वो ब्रॉडकास्टिंग करती है. इट वॉजन लुक्ड एट इन अ वेरी वेरी काइंड वे. बट शी स्टूड अप, शी बिकेम द वादी की आवाज, शी डिड फौजी भाइयों के लिए, शी बिकेम अ हाउस होल्ड नेम. सो शी, संगीता, स्टूड आउट फॉर मी एज एन इंस्पिरेशन. आई वुड सी हर साइनिंग ऑटोग्राफ्स ऑन वन साइड एट एनी फैमिली गैदरिंग, एंड एट होम शी वुड बी मेकिंग मी डू माई होमवर्क एंड बींग द बेस्ट डॉटर इन लॉ, बेस्ट वाइफ. And I've seen her juggle so many roles. So she stood out for me. One, and second is my grandmother. Few things that she taught me was fitness. Kabhi unfit mat hona. You have to be fit in your life. Because if you're fit, if you're happy, all roles will fall easy for you. If you're unfit, if your body is not agreeing with you, then you'll be unhappy as a professional, unhappy as a mother, unhappy as a wife. So one was that virtue. And second was more vain. अपनी शक्ल का ध्यान रखा कर, डराया कर अपनी शक्ल से लोगों को. नॉट डराना इन द ऑपोजिट सेंस, बट यू नो, हैव दैट चिप ऑन द शोल्डर, वॉक विद अ स्वैग, इज समथिंग दैट माय ग्रैंडमदर टॉट मी. या सो आई थिंक दीज टू वुमेन हैव हैड अ वेरी वेरी बिग इन्फ्लुएंस ऑन माय लाइफ. एंड नीडलेस टू से, संगीता, द इनिशियल डेज ऑफ प्रेगनेंसी वरंट वेरी इजी फॉर अस,
आई एम श्योर.
बट माई ग्रैंडमदर सेड, सर ऊंचा रख के चल, जहां जाना है स्कूल जाना है ऊंचा रख के चल. मम्मा, hard work, perseverance. I remember once there was this debate competition in my school and I was getting very nervous. She made me rehearse in front of the mirror for like hours together, Sangeeta. She said, nothing comes easy. Please go and practice. So if people today say that I blabber a lot and I can talk with a lot of confidence, you've suffered a lot of my blabbering also at certain times.
Not at
I feel that a lot goes to the women who've groomed me in their growing up years.
See, again, these childhood influences, these little things, which, at that point, I'm sure when you had to practice, you kind of didn't maybe didn't like it also.
Not at all. I hated
Yeah, I
it.
can imagine. But then now you realize the value, the worth of it, because, that has made such a lot of difference. The
Completely.
confidence and the
Completely.
panache, if I may call it, all these things, they come, of course, practice also. But that initial, that seed which is sowed at that time, I think that is what makes the difference.
100%. The base is set then. You can do anything after that. Once the base is set,
Correct.
everything and everything will become stronger going forward from there.
Yes, the
Yeah.
foundation has to be strong.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me, so you were inspired by these women in your life. So how did you kind of get into the corporate world? I mean, what was it that attracted you to it? Was it by default or was it a conscious choice? What was it about? And if you could tell us a little bit about your journey.
Thank you. I was very good in my padhai, very good in my studies, very, very, very good. I was probably in the top three always, whether it was in Kashmir, whether it was in Delhi, whether it was in college, whether it was in my post graduation. I was very good in my studies. And the early calling, I remember having those long conversations with my dad and my granddad. They wanted me to become a doctor. But I somehow, that was not my calling, that natural instinct of, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. That wasn't my calling to become a doctor. So I told my dad, I said, I love marketing. I love PR. I love getting into communication. Would you think that that could be something that I could explore more? To his credit, he said, do whatever you want as long as you're the best at it. I really don't care whether you're a doctor or an engineer or a scientist, but or get into music, get into creative style like they were. My father was a broadcaster, my mother is a broadcaster. They said, do anything, but be the best at it. So that somehow got me into marketing and PR, and I read a lot of big profiles of marketing early on in my years. I got a chance to hear someone from one of the biggest corporates. That person was a marketing head and then became a CEO. So, you know, those early influences in my life, I was like, okay, I was completely blown by this profession. So I took up communications and marketing as my hardcore. So yeah, so it was something that I had decided early on that I want to get into. And that's why I enjoy it. That's why I enjoy it
I
also.
think, first of all, discovering what you want, what you like, what you love for that matter, and then, being given the opportunity, the freedom to follow that. Because I'm sure there are a lot of women who know what they're good at, but
But
they've
they're not
not
given the
had the
freedom.
freedom to make that choice, which I think is really unfortunate because there's so much talent which goes waste. You end up doing things that you don't like, you don't want, but, you're left with no choice but to do them.
Yeah, so I guess I was lucky. I was told, as long as you're doing what, give your best to that. And as long as you enjoy what you're doing, that's what matters at the end of it.
Know what you want. And of course, given the freedom that I'm sure you have to enjoy, you have no choice then. Okay, tell
Absolutely.
me, so any challenges that you faced in your career early on, and if some of those challenges were because of your gender?
Honestly, the gender bias or the gender differences in the careers were, I think, probably a few years, probably a few decades before I did. So I got onto a platform wherein I only didn't have women to compete with, I had men also to compete with. So the playground was much stronger, Sangeeta. I could not at that time say that, okay, I'm a woman, treat me better, or I'm a woman, maybe I will not take. I was as competitive can be. So I did not care about who I was faced with, whether it was a man or a woman or anyone. It didn't make a difference to my life. Gender was never held against me. All the more, my gender became a positive because I thought, as and as she grows in her life, or as a woman grows in her life, a lot of elements of leadership, like empathy, come into being as a part of a leader. So that was always, gender never came in between. The thing is, the competition ground was much, much, much bigger for me.
Of
So I was
course.
competing with men as well. And you know, when you're a woman out and you want to prove yourself and you want to prove yourself to your to prove it to yourself and to your parents and to your family, you give it all your best. So that's what I think. So it never was a challenge for me in my
So,
growing
like I
up
say,
years.
in the corporate world, women face, what is called the, the glass ceiling and the glass cliff and all of that. You did not even see anybody else facing that?
No. I would say that I would you know, things like, okay, if comments, loose comments I've heard in various corporates through my friends and all this stuff. I personally never had an experience, but yes, things like, oh my God, she got promoted because she was good looking. Oh my God, nothing to do with her, the degrees that she had, the hard work she had put. But okay, she's good looking, and you know, that's why she got promoted. She slings her work to her team and is nice and all, and the team does all the work. All those comments I've heard, but I think, you know, I'm sure men also have their share of grievances.
Of course, of course.
You need to rise above those things. You really need to rise above those things. And there was someone who had a very impressionable mind, you know, had a very big impression, you know, early on in my life, was, as you grow up, your vision becomes bigger. So you need to ignore a lot of things that you've left behind. You cannot focus on those things because it will only pull you down. And if those things are pulling you down, the weight will be too much on your shoulders. Let go of what people say. Focus on what the top three or four people in your life want you to do. And that's what's important. And most importantly, if it makes you happy, you're sorted. Because Sangeeta, at the end of it, we juggle a lot of roles. You juggle a lot of roles. I juggle a lot of roles. So I have realized that there was a period when I was just getting overwhelmed by, you know, this. I'd become a mother. I was completely overwhelmed with that. I had this career that I really wanted to do. I really wanted to go abroad and study, and I'd taken my GMAT. I had done everything possible. And then there are choices that I had to make. Do I pursue an Ivy League, or do I just take up motherhood? I picked a motherhood. I would not have it any other way, Sangeeta. There are times when life does gives you those challenges, but at the end of it, if you realize that this is the playground, these are the five, six priorities for me, I'm not going to go beyond it. It sorts itself out in the long run. It's
I
always
think
it's the long run.
it is your attitude, I think, which also, I mean, I'm not saying that there is no gender bias or, women are not discriminated against. That's not the thing. But I think somewhere it's your own attitude also, how you look at things. Because if you like you said, if you let these things bog you down, then obviously
The
you're
weight
not
will be
going to be able to rise above.
too much. You need to just do and move on. Just move
Let
on.
people think, let people say what they have to. You don't have to bother.
Absolutely, they'll say irrespective.
Of
They'll
course.
say it irrespective, whether you're good, bad, anything. They'll say it irrespective. You really don't need to pay attention to that.
I think that's the right way to go about it. So tell me three tips for someone who wants to succeed in the corporate world.
The first and the most important thing is, it may sound very cliche, but hard work.
Of
Give
course.
it your best. And do not think, I've reached a certain level in my life, so I should not be doing this work or that work. No, there is no sharam to do any other work. So if it means, even if you're at a leadership position and you have to pick up even a smaller activity or a smaller work for yourself, do not hesitate. So one is, keep your mind straight, level-headed, humility, and Hard work. Nothing beats that. One is that. Second, as in as you grow up and you take your team with you, there's nothing else. You're only as good as your team. You're only as bad as your team. So take your team with you. One is hard work. Second is team. And third and most important is enjoy what you do.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you spend 14, 15, 17. I mean, I had a working weekend. So many hours in office. But you'd rather do something that you enjoy doing. You'd rather do it with the people that you love, right? You'd
Right.
rather have fun in the workplace.
Yeah.
So laugh the loudest and work the hardest.
Wow. Okay. So
That's
that's like, okay, quite a sound bite. All right. Okay. So tell me, in this life, we all have good days, bad days, good moments, bad moments. And so how do you cope up with moments or days which are not that good? How do you pull yourself out of something which is pulling you down?
I look at the people who are looking at me, and I look at the people who are cheering for me. Sangeeta, there was once a time a few years back, I had a very, very tough day in office. It was like crazy, too much of work, things aren't working out. And I get a cake in the office from my dad. It said, "Tomorrow will be better."
How sweet.
I mean, when there are people who are cheering for you, small rudiments, small issues shouldn't bother you. They all will come. They will come. They'll be strong. There'll be times when you're so overwhelmed. But look at the people who are cheering for you. And look at the reasons why you're doing what you're doing. Your daughter will be cheering for you. Your kids will be cheering. Your son would be cheering for you. Your parents would be cheering for you. Your husband would be cheering for you. Look at the people who are cheering for you. And let it be a bad day, not a bad year. Let that day be end with that day. Don't extend it to the next day. Don't extend it to the day after. Let
Right.
that day end on that day.
So what
And
you're
think
trying,
and look at the larger picture.
larger picture, and try and stay positive because there will be bad
100%.
days. Yes.
Absolutely. There will be bad days. We all have bad days. There are days when you're like, okay, this is it. There are days, especially when you know that, things are not working out. And there'll be times when there are 25 things which are bothering you at the same time. It could be personal. It could be your kids, their health. It could be your parents who need you. It could be your in-laws who need you. There will be days when you will be overwhelmed. But believe me, just a phase. It passes. And you get on track again, even stronger.
Yeah, correct.
So
That's
each phase teaches you something good.
absolutely. I agree with this. In fact, the bad times are the ones which teach you the most.
They teach you everything.
Everything.
I think you're put into the bad time because there is someone up
Yeah.
there, the universe, who's waiting for you to actually become a better version of what you are claiming that you are. I
Yeah.
am so amazing. Prove it that you're so
Prove it.
amazing.
Prove it.
So,
Yes.
God is giving you, or the universe is giving you that opportunity to prove it that you are different. You
Yes.
have that metal.
I
You
agree.
are what your daddy thought you are. You thought what your mother thinks you are. You have to see the WhatsApp messages I get from my mother.
Yeah.
It was something very funny. The other day I told her I have constant headaches. She said, "Khana khana chhod de raat ko." There is something called as 40s also. She didn't let me get bothered by that. She said, "You're in your 40s. Please go a little slow on the food that you eat healthier. The headaches will vanish."
Yeah.
So there are people who cheer you up the way they do. Do it for yourself and do it for them.
Yeah. So keep, yes, keep your eyes focused on the positive, the loved ones.
Long term,
Yes. To look at the bigger picture.
it's
Because,
100%.
I also feel that sometimes when we are going through a bad moment, a bad day, or anything bad, we don't realize why it is happening. But later on, when we've gone past it and we look back, then we realize that, okay, this happened because of this. It falls into place, like what.
Absolutely. And Sangeeta, what you said is so true. If you're going through a bad phase and you think it's happening to you again and again and again, believe me, there is something about you that you've not changed. You only get taught that lesson
Yes.
if you're not making a conscious change for
Yes.
anyone. It could be someone not behaving with me properly. It could be some activity not falling into place. It's something to do with me that I would not have changed for that particular reaction to happen. So if there is a pattern of activity, I would recommend everyone and anyone to think that no, there is some change that I need to bring into myself for this particular thing not to trouble me again and again. And if it is troubling you again and again, you've not made the change.
I agree.
That's the biggest learning of COVID. That's the biggest learning of life in the last 2 years, at
For
least for me.
everyone, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, Raka, we see so many women out there who are successful, happily doing what they want to do. Yes, and the world knows, reaching high positions, like you look around you, whether, you look at the film world or you look at the corporate world, lawyers, doctors, everywhere women are making a name for themselves. Tell me, how is the world taking to such successful women? Obviously, the number is much more than it was before. So, how do people take to women who are successful? How do they react?
Things have changed quite a lot now. Now women are seen as inspiration. However, I don't think any more women get seen and spoken as much as they should be. And I think they need to put themselves out also. There are not many opportunities for women. So I think they need to put themselves out. They need to create opportunities for themselves to showcase their work. Chota kaam ya bada kaam, it doesn't really make a difference. But I feel that there is an openness now to expecting women to be doing better, absolutely doing better. So there was a time when, okay, she's a woman, she may not be able to do something like that. I think that has started becoming insignificant now. The number might be very, very few. I feel women, it's expected out of women to be doing well, whether it's at the highest of positions or it's any job, which the fighter planes, scientists, people going to space. I don't think there is anything that a woman cannot do now.
Absolutely.
And women are worshipped and looked. We are a world, we're a country wherein women are worshipped in form of Lakshmi, Durga, Saraswati. I think we may not be there as yet, being worshipped, but we're getting there. We're getting recognized. We're getting platforms like these, Sangeeta, where you celebrate women. We need these platforms because if we do not celebrate each other, the world is not going to be kind.
Definitely not. Definitely. We need to do that. And like
We
they
need
say,
to do
it
that.
begins at home. Women have to do it for themselves first before we expect the rest of the world to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
So, we go through various kinds of experiences in life, like again, good, bad, ugly, whatever. And as you said, the bad experiences teach us the most. So anything, any experience, any lesson that you learned out of any experience that you would like to share with us?
Something very personal, but I lost my father, and you're aware of it, a couple of years back. I don't want to go into the details of that, but that experience taught me that you only have today. There is no tomorrow. If you're planning to enjoy with your family a week later, I'll do it over the weekend, or I'll do it 3 weeks later, we'll go on a holiday, or there's nothing like that. You only have today. Please, please, for anything and anything, everything that you're actually putting off to a next day or the day after or a week later, there is no day after. There is only today that you have. And Sangeeta, second and the most important thing, and people do not pay as much attention, it's the health. You may think we're in our late 30s or in our early 40s, we're only young, we're healthy, we gym. There's nothing like that. Your health and your family. That is the biggest lesson that I've learned in the last 2 years. Hold them close to you, hold them tight. And when I say friends, when I say family, it includes the friends that are there who are closest to you all the time.
I agree.
Health and friends and family. That's it. That's what stays with you. That's the biggest lesson. That's a personal lesson. If you're asking me about a professional lesson that I've learned, that opportunities are there. Pick them up, fight for them.
That's
Don't, do not. Do
important.
not not fight for it. If you think you deserve it, fight for it.
Yes, don't let it go.
Don't let it go. Do not let it go. Don't say that, oh my God, maybe am I fit for it? You are fit for
Yes,
it.
I think a
You're
lot of women
absolutely fit for it.
are guilty of this because we feel we are not 100%, so let's not then go and put ourselves out there. Whereas I think
Hang
even
on.
80%, we are good enough.
Absolutely. And no one is perfect. Not even the other gender. No, they're not.
They're not.
They lack on a lot of fronts that we have our strengths in. So
Yes,
if you're not, if you see an opportunity and you think you're fit for it, ask for it, grab it, fight for it.
I agree.
Don't,
I
and do not take no as an answer.
absolutely.
In my past
There.
life, in my past few years, my boss once said, give some work to Raka and consider it done. If it is not done, it cannot be done.
So see. This is the kind of
Do
affirmation.
it. Go for it. Go for it. Get it for yourself. No one will do it for you.
That's true.
Your family will cheer for you. Your husband, your kids, your parents will cheer for you. Your friends will cheer for you. But you got to do what you got to do. Fight for it. Absolutely fight for it.
True. That I think is very, very important, very
And
critical.
you could be at any age. You could
Yeah,
be at
I
any age.
agree.
Sangeeta, I had a very interesting thing the other day. That women, okay, at the age of 50, you should look for stability in career and all this, have new opportunities and not many at the. I don't think so. I
Neither
don't think
do
so.
I.
Absolutely. I
Yes.
mean, opportunities galore. Bring them
Oh, yeah.
on. It could be a 30-year-old telling you this. But believe me, if you're good, you could be 65. You could be roaring
Yes.
at anything that you pick and anything that you touch. Your hand has the Midas touch. Women need to believe that.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. Age is no barrier. You have to have
Not at
an open
all.
mind. Not at all. You
Not
have
at
to have an
all.
open mind. Yes.
Absolutely. And
And
grab it.
go for it. Yes, I agree. Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally. So on this note, tell me, it's a lot of people nowadays, and that's both men and women, in their early 40s, late 40s, 50s, start switching to different careers, which I call midlife rebooting. Suddenly you will see that somebody has started writing poetry, somebody has, taken to hiking or biking or anything like that. So, and which is, actually diametrically opposite to what they've been doing all their lives till then. So how come you see so much of this happening nowadays? I mean, was it that, our parents did not have hobbies, or they did not want to follow them, or were they not so passionate about them? What is it that has changed now?
I think people have realized. So Sangeeta, answering your question, I teach at one of the best institutes that the country has. I teach them marketing, and I've been doing it for the last 14, 15 years of my life. I do that because that actually gives me a when to learn. Because when I have these 250 people looking at me, I believe me, I would have not slept that night preparing for my slides, preparing for my notes. So that particular part about me getting into teaching. And someone like me, Sangeeta, you know me very well. Getting there and teaching actually was to branch out and put that calm element to it and learn with it. So, yes, I did branch out. And I think more and more people should do that because you have a certain life that you live from Monday to Friday. There is a life that you need to pursue over the weekends as well. Whether it's cooking, whether it's hiking, it energizes you to do better at at your job. Because you're able to see a different perspective as well. Someone could be pursuing golf. Someone could be pursuing any sport. Someone could be pursuing cooking for all you know. It actually gives you a relief from the stress and energizes you to do even better next day when you go back to the office. So career switches, why not? If you think you're good at something else and that thing makes you happier, please go for it. But please do see the pros and the cons of it.
Course, that's true.
100%. You cannot say, oh my God, this person is very good at this. He picked it up at 60, so I'll also do the same thing. No, it doesn't work. You have to take a very, very calculated step. It's not very easy.
Yeah, that is.
And risks are much higher. Be the risk taker if you want to be, but it has to be a calculated risk. And make sure that all the mistakes that you've made in the past, you don't make those in the future when you pick those up. So
Yes.
experiences teach you a lot, right?
Yes,
So
it
if you're picking up a new career, absolutely go for it. But
does.
make sure that it's a very, very well thought out one because the implications can be very high.
So, but why do we see more of this now as compared to the earlier times?
Because I think the people have realized that you only live once. If something doesn't make you happy beyond a point, it's not worth it. Please switch. Our parents, our grandparents' generation was more to be secure. I'll give you a little example. My father wanted to pursue theater, and he got through NSD, and my grandfather said, "No, you've got a government job. It's got a very good this thing. You're earning very well. Please take that job up. Forget ye kya theater karoge tum sort of a thing. Do not get into theater." So my father had to pick up something which he enjoyed throughout his life, but he had to give up a passion that he had. I don't think he would want me to do that today. So if I want to pursue marketing and I do have a fetish for theater, there's nothing that stops me. So people have realized that you do not need to be fixated with something. You need to explore beyond. There are more things that can make you happy. It's all about the happiness game, Sangeeta. It's all about the smiles that it can bring onto your face.
Agree.
It's all about the happiness game. I mean, why not do
Why not?
it?
I agree. I agree. Why not?
Why not?
It gives you happiness. And I think there's more acceptance, flexibility everywhere. You know, people are
Yes,
okay, you know, if
yes.
somebody's doing something different. And even our the way of thinking has changed. Like happiness for the moment, all these things, you know, have become very, very critical
And
and
all
important
these
for
things
us.
are true. All these
And
things
they
are
are
true.
true. They are true. We've
Living
come to
today,
realize.
living for the moment. Yes,
Yes, we've come
yes.
to realize, you know, that is what it is. Okay.
Yes.
So, Raka, you're a mom, you're a working woman, wife, daughter, daughter-in-law, and the hundreds of roles that we all women play. So, how do you juggle these roles? I ask this of every woman. How do you juggle these roles, or do you struggle to juggle?
Initial years, I think you can do any role very well. But when you become a mother, that's when the whole perspective comes. Because more than the love for the child, it's the responsibility to keep that thing alive. It is overwhelming. Now, the little thing that comes into your life, I think motherhood changed a lot of things in my life. I would earlier make fun of people. Oh my God, the parent is very paranoid. It's a paranoid. Who knows that when I become a mother, I'll be the coolest thing to walk on this planet. You realize that every parent is the right parent. So life teaches you a lot. Life teaches you a lot. So when you're juggling these roles, you become more accepting of mistakes. Whether it's your mistake, whether it's someone else's mistake, you become more humble. You become more accepting. And when you see that it's all a level playing field, nah, you start juggling the roles in a better fashion. You know that no one is judging you. That person is would have struggled with the child as much as you are. तो वो मुझे क्या जज करेगा या मैं उसको क्या जज करूंगी. When you know that no one is judging you, you juggle the roles in a much, much better fashion. And do not be harsh on yourself.
Yeah,
I
that.
have to learn that, in my attempt to be this perfect mother, this perfect professional, this perfect daughter-in-law, this perfect daughter, I was losing out myself somewhere. And I remember this vividly. And I would give credit to my mother-in-law for this. I was struggling with my daughter and she wasn't sleeping and she was 3 months old and I was trying to put her to sleep. She came into my room, she picked her up and she said, "Parlor jao." I said, "Parlor jao?" She said, "Go to the parlor." The woman who would go to the parlor after every 1 week now is stuck inside this house for 30 days or whatever, 60 days, 45 days, that thing. Just go to the parlor, make yourself happy. Because if you are happy, you're happy as a mother. If you're happy, you're happy as a professional. If you are happy, you're happy as in any role that you do. So make yourself happy first. Sangeeta, that is the biggest lesson of my life. If you are happy with yourself, you will be happy with the world. And all the roles that you do, then you can juggle them with ease, with panache, and with the class that we women are known for.
So
Just make
is it
yourself happy.
happiness? That is, I think, yes. Because if you are, you know, if you're kind of not doing things that make you happy, then whatever role you're playing, you will be holding that role responsible for not letting you do what you want to do.
Absolutely.
So don't do that. You
Absolutely.
know, don't go that
Absolutely.
path. Just focus on being happy, like they say, self-love. Focus on that and then go do, you know, conquer the
And
world, whatever you have to.
Sangeeta, that is the self-love is the real deal. There were times when you see it on Instagram or on social media, kitna self-love karte ho yaar. But believe me, Sangeeta, it's absolutely true.
It
If you're
is.
happy with yourself, you'll be happy with the world.
Yes, I agree. I
You'll
agree.
be happy with the world. And you'll be less judgmental. Life
Absolutely.
will humble you down, but if you're happy with yourself, you'll be less mean
I agree.
towards the world.
Yes.
My daughter told me something very interesting. Mama, hurt people hurt others.
Yeah, that is profound. And yes.
Yes.
And it is
Hurt
so.
people hurt. Yes. She said, "Mama, hurt people hurt others." And this was on the New Year's Eve when we were talking about what are the things that you want to do in the new year? What are the things that you want to bag? And what are the things that you to bin? So she told me, and she said, "Mama, maybe a less shouting would be good. You could negotiate better with me." So I was learning those things with an 8-year-old. But at the end of it, in one of the conversations, she said, "Hurt people hurt people."
And that is true, actually.
Nita, if you're hurt, take care of yourself, let go, become a better version, be a happier person. Believe me, all roles become easier after that.
See, so like it starts from within.
101%. So all the cliches that you listen to, they're true. Absolutely true.
It
It
is
begins
not.
with you.
Yes, it begins
You're
with.
mean to someone because there's something that has hurt you in the past. It
Yes.
all begins with you.
So you are carrying a lot of unwanted baggage with you, excess baggage with you. Just
Absolutely.
airlines
Absolutely.
don't let it take you. So where are you carrying your excess baggage with you?
100%.
Dump
जरूरत
it.
भी नहीं है. जरूरत भी नहीं है. लाइफ बहुत छोटी है.
I know.
डंप करो.
So tell me, where do we see Raka 10 years from now?
स्लिमर, फिटर,
Okay.
सीन हाफ द वर्ल्ड, विजिटिंग मोर कंट्रीज विद माई फैमिली एंड डूइंग अ लॉट फॉर माई स्टेट, फॉर कश्मीर,
Wonderful.
इन सम फॉर्म ऑफ द अदर. या
And
आई
still
वॉन्ट टू ओपन अप हॉस्पिटल. आई वॉन्ट टू ओपन अप हॉस्पिटल ओवर देर इन द नेम ऑफ माई फादर.
Okay.
मे बी आई एम एबल टू फुलफिल दैट ड्रीम.
I'm sure if you manifest it, it'll happen. And
इट
you
विल,
still
इट
want
विल.
to be part of the corporate world?
101%. How else will I be able to fund my hospitals? Sangeeta, corporate world pays. They pay so well.
It pays,
I
of
need
course.
to, you know, the shawls and all those things that I like. Of course, they
Yeah.
have to be funded. And if I want to give it back in some form or the other, I
Yeah.
need my job. And I need to be very, very good at my job and doing really well so that I can fulfill the dream that I have of a hospital in my father's name, in his place in Kashmir. Where he was born and brought up.
That's daughter's love. Like I can see it just, you know, kind of it's on your face. I can just the expression is saying it all. Yes. So Raka, any piece of advice for young girls of today who are on the verge of their personal and professional lives? You know, just stepping out, 18, 19-year-olds, and there is, you know, there's so much awareness, so much information around, and I'm sure it's not an easy space for them either. So anything that you would like to tell them, like I said, a piece of advice for both personal and professional life.
I think more than anything else, the only advice that I would give the late teenagers, 18, 19, 20, is whatever you see on social media is not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. So if you are an impressionable mind and you're at war with the world, with your parents, who are saying certain yeses and nos to you for certain things that you want to do in your life, social media is not something that you need to base your decision on.
Yeah.
Your parents are talking out of experience. They have your back. So to all the women out there, listen to your parents because they would have made the same mistakes. So they want you to take an easier route of not repeating those mistakes. So listen to your parents to as much as you can. Otherwise, make your own mistakes and let it take you onto this thing. So the only advice I would have is listen to your parents when it comes to certain elements of your life. Do listen to them because they would have gone through the same journey. वो चाहते हैं कि आप थोड़ी कम गलतियां करो.
Yeah, of course.
सो वन इज दैट एडवाइस. एंड द प्रोफेशनल फ्रंट, आई थिंक द ओनली एडवाइस आई वुड गिव इज एट द बिगिनिंग ऑफ योर करियर, डोंट शाय अवे फ्रॉम वर्क. डोंट से दैट ओके, आई एम फ्रॉम द बिगेस्ट इंस्टीट्यूट, बिगेस्ट टेक्नोलॉजी इंस्टीट्यूट और द बिगेस्ट मैनेजमेंट इंस्टीट्यूट. नो, डोंट शाय अवे फ्रॉम एनी वर्क.
Yeah.
गेट योर हैंड्स डर्टी बिकॉज वेन योर हैंड्स आर डर्टी, वेन यू नो द बेसिक, the most basic element of the job that you're supposed to be performing at the highest level, few years down the line, the strong base will help you.
True.
So do not say, oh my God, you know what? I am a topper. Or you could be very well. But learn to get your hands dirty. Do not shy away from any work. Just ne ki sharam, whatever. I don't want to say that. No sharam to do any work. There is no work chota aur bada. If it adds value to your career, there is no work that is chota and bada. And this advice, I think, goes to both the genders, whether it's a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. One, do listen to your parents. At least pay attention. Forget listening. Pay attention to what your parents are saying because they have gone through your age. They made the same mistakes. And the second one is, do not shy away from any work. There is no work which is chota.
Yeah, I
When
agree.
it comes to your life and your lifetime and your career, that's the only advice. And that's the advice that I would give sincerely from the core of my heart. It's not about, people would say, books padho, newspaper padho, all that is given. But my advice is, do not shy away from doing any work that adds value to you and your work going forward, no matter what institute you're from, and no matter what family background you're from. Be humble enough to know that you have to be learning from the word go.
Yes, I agree. For a girl, a young girl, where would you place financial independence and emotional independence?
Sangeeta, financial independence is the most important thing on this planet for a woman. I am so, I cannot lay more emphasis on this thing. No matter how big, rich, affluent family you may belong to, you need to be financially independent. And it has nothing to do with, that self-respect is a very, very big thing. Nurture that. No, do not allow anyone to play with that. And that self-respect has a lot to do with the financial independence that comes with the fact that you have a good career. And again, I'm saying it may or may not mean that you're earning millions or billions or gazillions or few thousand. You need to be independent. You need to be on your own feet. You need to show that you have that character and you are on your own. It's extremely important. There is absolutely zero compromise when it comes to being financially independent. There is no either or. There is no, oh, my father is good, oh, my brother is good, oh, my husband is good. There is no or. You have to be working. Period. Full stop. That's it.
I agree. So when we talk about self-love, then we also have to give importance to self-worth.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
important.
absolutely.
And emotional independence, I feel, I could be wrong, that a lot of times we are dependent in our relationships emotionally. We cannot break off even if we want to, even if we should, because we are financially dependent.
Financially dependent.
So
Okay,
you are
there are two
dependent
things
on
to it.
someone, so you're not, even though emotionally you want to move away, but you cannot because you're dependent on that person.
No, see that you answered your own question. So financial
That's
independence
what I
will
mean.
help you.
Yes,
Yeah.
so that
Yeah.
means,
Yeah.
but emotional independence is also important.
Oh, see, the fact of the matter is you need to be emotionally independent to do the job that you're supposed to be doing in the office. Everyone has issues. Leave your emotional issues at home. They have a certain domain. When you come into your office, you have to do the work of a professional who has left the baggage at home. You cannot let all those be interdependent. No. Your emotions cannot guide your decisions in the office. Your emotions cannot guide what you're doing or going to be doing in the office. It's very easy. It comes with experience. It comes with the more mistakes you make. ज्यादा ठोकर खाते हो तो जिंदगी तो सिखाई देती है एट द एंड ऑफ इट.
Of
All
course.
I'm trying to say is it has to be completely separate. One is your work and one is your emotional independence or dependence. Now, when you're emotionally dependent on someone, you need to make sure that the person is not is someone who's adding value to that emotional quotient of yours and not depleting it. You cannot be dependent on someone who is just being a energy vampire, is being, it could be anyone for the matter of fact. It could be anyone for the matter of fact. I'm not labeling any particular relationship, but you cannot have someone who is an added baggage onto your emotions. Your emotions have to be for the right reasons. Your emotions have to be secure and kept for the right reasons. Now, when I say emotions, emotions are not always negative. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. It actually makes you a more empathetic human being and rather a better leader at the end of it because you're able to empathize with your team more. But if you're emotionally dependent on someone who's depleting you of all the goodness of that emotion, you're going to harm yourself. And you are going to actually harm a lot of elements that are dependent on you. You don't want to do that. It all boils down to then being so secure professionally that if there is someone who is taking away emotional charge from you, you're able to say, no, you know what? I can say no to you.
That's a
You
valid
know, a
point.
friend of mine the other day said that she bumped into my mother at the bus stop. My mother had gone to pick my daughter up from the bus stop and she bumped into her. And the friend of mine is a working professional and she said she was trying to tell my mother, Auntie, bahut office mein kaam tha. Kabhi kabhi lagta sab kuch toh achha chal raha hai. I've got enough and more. I'll just quit. So she said, your mother just said, you will not quit. And mind you, Sangeeta, my mother did not know her well. She said, no woman should quit. I worked for 50 years. Har ek ke bacche hote hain. Life can be overwhelming. But please, you do not have the choice to quit at all. Tomorrow, will you go to your husband to getting your eyebrows done, getting your pedicure, manicure done? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with this generation? Aram se mat raho. काम करो और फिर ऐश करो, अपने हस्बैंड को ट्रीट करो अच्छी अच्छी हॉलीडेज. सो माय फ्रेंड केम टू मी, शी सेड आई एम सो पेप्ड अप नाउ फॉर द नेक्स्ट एटलीस्ट 10 years. योर मदर जस्ट गॉट मी आउट ऑफ इट.
Yes, absolutely. And this is so important because why would you depend on these little things on somebody else, whoever it may be?
Absolutely. It
You
could be as simple as getting your eyebrows done, or even getting a book if you're into reading, or getting a sari or a shawl that you love, or
Whatever.
anything. Why should you be dependent on anyone? No,
I
no
agree.
way.
I
So
totally agree.
that is extremely important. Very, very important.
So,
Yeah.
having said that, can a woman have it all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 101% women can have it all if they know where to say no.
Yes.
If they know who to say no and off your plate, there is no place on my in my life for someone who is energy, a vampire who's depleting me of the energy. My energy is from my family, my energy is from my profession. That's it.
Yeah.
Do not let unnecessary creatures come into your life. Keep it
Yes.
simple. Keep it
Yes.
simple. And women can have it all. हमारे पास 18 बाजुए हैं, 9 बाजुए हैं, सब कुछ कर सकते हैं. We are women, यार. Why are we even comparing ourselves to men? We are a notch above.
Oh, I totally
We are
agree
a
with
notch above. 100%. Whether it's physical strength, whether it's mental strength, ask a man to have a baby. Do you think a man will be able to have a baby? No way.
you.
We are mentally strong. We are physically strong.
Yeah.
It's
Like
time that we do not compare ourselves to anyone and raise the bar for us, each other, and for ourselves. And we can have it all. Believe me, we can.
And sometimes I think, we already have it. It's just that we somewhere don't want to admit or acknowledge it. We do have it all.
101%. When you realize it, I'm telling you, all the questions and answers, Sangeeta, begin for your from yourself.
So, like we've said,
It is
from the beginning.
it, it, the conversation is going to a very deep way, but I'm telling you, Sangeeta, it's the answer lies with you.
Yeah.
The answer lies with you. If you think it's you're not getting enough, or you can't have it all, you are not probably thinking in the right direction then in that from that perspective. You're not. Why should you sacrifice one for the other? There's no need.
There is no need.
There is absolutely no need.
Yeah.
You can prioritize. You can prioritize your work. You can prioritize your life and make sure that the unnecessary elements are not there on that ground. That's it.
Right. So
And
prioritizing and yeah.
yes, prioritizing yourself and your happiness, Sangeeta. If
Yes.
you're happy, you'll be happier in all roles. Whether
Right.
it's if you're happy, if you're fit, if you're mentally fit, if you're physically fit, and I'm not at all talking about looks here. I'm only talking about absolute fitness, mental fitness, physical fitness, and you're happy with yourself,
Yeah.
you'll be happy in any role that you're playing.
I agree. I agree. This is what it is. We women have to realize our worth, believe in
Yes.
ourselves, and then
Issues हर जगह आते हैं संगीता. Life
awesome.
is not straight, up and down, up and life is that's part of life.
That's part of life.
Yeah. Be
So it
accepting
has
of it.
to start from us, and then, like they say, teach people how to treat you. If you don't treat yourself well, how do you expect the world to treat you well?
Absolutely. The boundaries. The
Yes.
boundaries. So hence it all begins with you. If there is a lesson that is getting taught to you again and again and again,
Yeah.
you need to change something about yourself.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree with this. So thank you, Raka. An extremely delightful conversation. I mean, of course, I've known you for so many years, but getting to talk like this, you discover so many facets to a person's personality, the way they are, what they think about, so many things. And again, I mean, I realize that we have many more things in common than we knew before this conversation. So thank you so much for being on the show. I'm sure you'll be a source of great inspiration.
Thank you so much, Sangeeta, for having me over. And maybe you know what? When you say that there are a lot of common things, maybe I followed you in a lot of ways because you inspired me in a lot of ways.
Well, that is ex very
So a
sweet.
woman brought another woman with her. So keep
And
that in
I
mind. It's
think
a chain. It's a chain that
it's
follows.
a chain. That's how it should
Maybe
be.
I followed your love for reading. Maybe I followed your love for teaching. Maybe I followed your love for the saris on the other side. I just followed you. So
Again.
let's keep this growing. Let's keep this tribe growing.
And celebrate each other all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you once
Thank
again.
you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the About Her Show. We've had some interesting conversations with accomplished women on our other episodes, so make sure to check them out. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Follow About Her on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And visit our website www.abouther.in for some wonderful content. And if you know of a trailblazing woman who you think would be a great guest on our show, please write to us at web.abouther@gmail.com.